The concern is that we also have a short fuse with those who are outside these walls. That person doesn't really believe what I believe, or that person made a bad decision, or that person is, they're trouble. They live on that side of the town, and we have a short fuse, and we kind of act like those individuals on Powell's journey that said, you know what, I'm just going to go it all alone and journey, I'm going to make the journey myself. It's safer to go. Now, it was back to that story of Powell and the expedition, it was a terrible mistake to go off, climb 1,000 feet, and then journey through Apache land 75 miles to what was thought to be the closest Mormon outpost. They never made it. That's an interesting part of history, but for me, the interesting part of the story was this. You see, if they would have stayed on the journey, they didn't realize how close they were to the end of the river. They left at milepost 239, and the river ended at milepost 277. They didn't know. They left on August 27th, 1869. Little did they know that Powell would reach smooth sailing on August 29th, just 2 days later. Now, applying that to our story, to our Bible lesson today, how important it is, my friends, to stick with our relationships, to stick it out in our marriages, to stick it out with our inward relationships in this church, to stick it out in relationships to those outside the church. Because behind every argument is milepost 277, is smooth sailing. Behind every blow up is a peaceful landing ahead. Now, if I ended my sermon here, I wouldn't be faithful to the text and preach Jesus. I need to share that with you now. It's true that in all relationships, that all relationships will come to an end, even with spouses, because of death. So it's important to have one more relationship in our life, and that's with God. And it's highlighted here in our text in verse 5. It says this, "I will never leave you or forsake you." God speaking there. Now it's interesting, that's from the Old Testament. A moment in time in which God spoke to a young man, his name was Joshua. Joshua 1 verse 5. And at this point, Joshua is seeing many of the relationships in his life are dying. Moses has died. A whole generation is about ready to turn over. And Joshua is leading the Israelites. He's seeing just crumbled relationships. And God says, "I will never leave you or forsake you." That's his promise to you. When you are alone, God is there. When you go to school and it's hard for our students in the next couple of weeks with the transitions coming, God is there. When you face death and there's no one else around you, God is there. As the psalmist says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me." It's interesting that word, "I will never leave you or forsake you." If you look in the Hebrew, the writer there tripled it. Had three negatives. Now your English teacher would have said, "How dare you do that? That's bad English." But in Hebrew, it's actually a way to emphasize. So that text actually says this, "I will never, never, never leave you or forsake you." In today's message, I've kind of highlighted a topic that I've discussed this last year and in Bible study. It's called the up, out, and in triangle. You may remember this. And you may think, oh, that's just some design or pattern that you put together to kind of, you know, teach something. And that's true. But I want you to see that that's actually the Bible. The Bible is about an up, in, and out relationship. You see, in verse 1, we have in. In relationships matter. Those inside the wall. Out matters. Being hospitable to strangers, those outside these walls. And then that final relationship is up with God. "I will never leave you or forsake you." Now, as I close this out, I just want you to quietly think about up, in, and out. Is there one of those areas that you're just flourishing in? And boy, is it amazing. My in relationships with my peace family is amazing right now. That's great. Celebrate that. But is there one area on the triangle, up, in and out, these relationships, that is lacking? Think about that for just 10 seconds. Up, in and out. And then I want to say a prayer here for us, and we'll move on to the creed. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we boldly heard about the importance of relationship today. Upward with you, inward with fellow believers, out with those outside these walls. Lord, I thank you that our church, it's not perfect, but it tries and seeks to live out this triangle in its life and to have healthy relationships. Wherever there's something lacking, Lord, we pray boldly that in this school year, in our church year, that you'd nudge us closer to where we should be. If there is something that is just flourishing, Lord, Lord, we just give you thanks for that area in our lives. And Lord, we pray with your grace and with your will that it would continue to flourish in our life. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.